This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast that's all about making English effortless, one episode at a time. I've got a new friend with me, and that's Winston the Bulldog. You can see him here on the podcast art, wherever you're listening to this episode. He's going to be helping me teach you and help you guys learn English with a little bit of British charm. Today, I've got a fun and very practical episode for you, especially if you've ever found yourself scratching your head over British slang or wondering why a Brit is calling you fit when you've never been to the gym. So this is top 10 confusing British words and what they actually mean. And I promise, by the end of it, you'll not only understand them, but you'll know how to use them naturally. So grab a cuppa, that's a cup of tea, settle in, and let's jump on in. Word number one, dodgy. All right, first up, it's dodgy. This is a very useful word that we use all the time in the UK. Dodgy can mean suspicious or untrustworthy. That means you're unsure about someone or something. You're not sure if you can trust it. That guy selling phones out of his car boot looks a bit dodgy. Car boot is the back of the car. The kebab looks a bit dodgy. So I might be saying the quality of the kebab doesn't look good. Looks a bit dodgy. I'm not sure I'd eat that if I was you, mate. So dodgy just means that there's something not quite right about it. You're unsure about it. You don't know if you would eat it, if you'd use it, if you'd talk to them. Oh, I've got a dodgy stomach after eating all those prawns. That means there's something not quite right with my stomach. So maybe the prawns were bad, they weren't cooked right. All in all, it's a word that can describe many things. Anything that's shady, unreliable, or as we say, a little bit off. There's just something not quite right about it. This guy seems dodgy. I wouldn't talk to him. Next, word number two, cheers. Now, you may have heard of this word. It is incredibly British, I have to admit. Most people think cheers just means when you're clinking glasses in the pub. Cheers to good health. However, it also means thank you. Cheers for helping me out. Oh, that's really good. Cheers. So, thank you. Cheers. I couldn't have done it without you. It can also mean goodbye. All right, see you later. Cheers. It can also be used to acknowledge someone or someone has helped you. So say a friend helped you transport a new washing machine. You can say, cheers. It just means thanks. It's a casual and friendly way of saying thank you. You perhaps wouldn't say it to your boss, but certainly to friends and colleagues. Word number three, fit. In American English, fit usually means someone is in good physical shape. They work out. They go to the gym. But in British slang, it's actually a compliment, and it means someone is very attractive. Oh, did you see her? She was incredibly fit. It can be a little bit cheeky, but it means they're very attractive, very pretty, and it's commonly used in UK. Word four, rubbish. Now, rubbish just means bad. It's the equivalent to garbage or trash, and it's a very informal adjective, but it's incredibly useful. That film was absolutely rubbish. I mean, that film was really bad. Don't talk rubbish. So you're saying, don't be ridiculous. Don't talk nonsense. Unfortunately, he's talking rubbish again. So he's just talking nonsense. It's not making sense. What is he saying? It's just rubbish. Take out the rubbish, will you? This is the literal definition of the word. So take out the trash. Take out the rubbish. But rubbish is mainly used to describe something that's bad. An extra little bonus tip. We will never say trash can in the UK. We will say bin or rubbish bin. Next up, word number five, fancy. Now, fancy has multiple meanings. It can mean to want to do something. Do you fancy a cup of tea? So that means, do you want a cup of tea? Now, fancy can also mean to like someone romantically. I think she fancies you. She always looks at you. I think he fancies you. He bought you a coffee again. That just means he or she likes you. And also, the third way to use fancy is to describe something that's a little bit posh or stylish. Wow, that's a fancy car. Or that Aston Martin is incredibly fancy. It's an expensive car. This is a classic British English word. And the romantic usage is particularly confusing for new learners. So just remember, fancy is sort of like saying, I like. It's about desire, whether for a person, a snack, or a cheeky night out. Word number six, taking the mickey. This is a brilliant expression. It means to make fun of someone or something. Are you taking the mickey out of me? So that means, are you teasing me? Are you joking with me? He always takes the mickey during the meetings. He never acts seriously. So here it just means you're joking about someone or something. Don't take the mickey with me. We're going to be late if you keep doing this. Word number seven, and that's knackered. Now, I've definitely mentioned this one in previous episodes. Probably one of my favourite British words. And it just means tired, exhausted, incredibly tired. I'm absolutely knackered after work. You look knackered. Did you have a long day? However, knackered, which means tired or exhausted, can also describe some things to say they're broken. This old phone is knackered. So that means the phone no longer works. It's broken. It's knackered. Word number eight, perhaps the most famous British word, alongside cheers, and that's mate. Now, this really is the classic number one English word, in my opinion. It just means friend or pal. And it can be used all the time. Informal, even formal. You probably wouldn't say it to your boss, but even at work, you could call like a colleague or maybe a superior mate if you have a good relationship. So you could say, all right, mate. All right, mate means how are you, friend? All right, mate. Cheers, mate. Thanks. Thank you, friend. Thanks for your help. Cheers, mate. I really appreciate you asking. So thank you for asking, my friend. It's a very casual and warm word, and it helps sort of bring that British friendliness out. Just don't say it too much, because then it can become unnatural and just sounds a bit too forced. Word number 9, and that's proper. Now, proper is used in quite a few ways. You can say proper to mean real or genuine. So, I've been abroad for 2 years. It's nice to be back on British soil and have a proper cup of tea. That means a real cup of tea. The best one. The original. You can also use proper to intensify as an adverb, like very. It's proper cold today. That just means it's really cold today. So, here, proper would just replace really or very. I'm proper knackered after playing football this evening. I am incredibly tired after playing football this evening. And it can even be used for formality. So this event, we need to wear our best outfits. So you need to wear proper shoes. You can't wear trainers. Please wear some proper shoes. So that means please wear appropriate shoes. Please wear smart shoes. Very versatile and used a lot in common speech. Word number 10 is brilliant. Now, technically, this means you're very clever or very smart. Very bright, we would say. Bright means smart. Like a light bulb. Very bright. But it also means fantastic, wonderful, great. I got the job. Brilliant. Or you finished the task. Brilliant. Good work. We're going to Cornwall this weekend. Brilliant. Have a great time. It's a very positive and uplifting word. Some of that British optimism, which we don't usually have. So let's just do a quick recap of our top 10. Dodgy. Cheers. Fit. Rubbish. Fancy. Taking the mickey. Knackered. Mate. Proper. Brilliant. Let's combine some. He's a proper mate, so that means he's a genuine mate. That fit girl there, I think she fancies you. That beautiful girl, I think she likes you. Cheers, although it does seem a bit dodgy. Thank you for the offer, but that seems a bit untrustworthy. I'm absolutely knackered, so don't take the mick. I need to rest. I'm so tired, please don't joke with me. Brilliant. Time to take out the rubbish. So, great, now I have to take the rubbish out. Which is sarcasm, because as you could tell from the tone of voice, I didn't really want to take the rubbish out. And we're going to leave you with a couple of bonus words. So we've got gobsmacked. Gobsmacked. Amazed. Shocked. Can't believe it. Your mouth's open. So a gob is a mouth. And smack. Gobsmacked. So you smack your face as if your mouth's open, your hands are on your face, you can't believe it. Oh my God. I'm absolutely gobsmacked. Chuffed. Now, chuffed's another great little English word, and that just means proud or really pleased. Yes, I am pretty chuffed with the result. I can't believe we won. I'm chuffed with how that dinner's turned out. Who knew I was such a great chef? So there we go. 10 of the most confusing but commonly used British words. And a few cheeky extras. British English is full of personality. And once you start recognising these words, you'll start to notice them everywhere. Conversations, TV shows, films, and even adverts. So next time you're practicing your English, try throwing in a few of those British words to give yourself that British charm. And if anyone calls you a proper legend, you'll know exactly what they mean. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.